as a futurist, what interests you as a positive and what scares you as a negative in the idea of continuing to promote RFID technology and so that you could just Google a barcode and find out where somebody is, even if it was life-saving, even the potential there exists? What are the privacy issues? What are the things you hear in that that have red flags for you?
One of the positive aspects, I think, has to do with of watching for children and actually putting tags into children as long as they're safe, medically safe. Of course, a child missing is one of the great tragedies of a parent's life. And if it were possible to find that child much more rapidly, as we do already, automobiles and even some pets and have chips in them when they run out the house and they're found. Now, it sounds like we're treating children like automobiles and pets, but as a matter of fact, there would be a great social value for some people. This, I think it would be awful if it were required. But many people have their children's fingerprints taken and their pictures and their even their DNA captured so that when if a tragedy should occur, that they can find them and or identify them more rapidly. So what sounded awful perhaps 10 or 20 years ago, many people have taken steps to do so. The problem with that, and I'm not sure about the technology and they need to do, but I've seen reports where people can read RFID tags from a distance.
Sure.
So, for instance, we're putting RFIDs on our credit cards. Well, wouldn't it be nice to be walking through the airport and having a guy with a scanner kind of pull all the information off your credit card, or indeed your medical record card or your bank account? And all of that is being discussed as carrying all that stuff around. If that can be read remotely by the doctor in the medical office, can it also be remotely read by someone who's walking past you on the street? So I think we have some issues about security, not just even privacy, but just basic security. Nobody can read a credit card out of your wallet today, but if it has an RFID tag on it, I'm concerned right. that whether that's a really secure mode of carrying around information.
Well, and I just want to go back to the idea of embedded RFID chips for human beings. What other applications, other than children and people that work in a sensitive office like the Attorney General's office in Mexico, where they're obviously trying to prosecute a lot of drug lords, et cetera, what other positive applications do you see as a futurist for that type of technology?
Well, as you mentioned, highly secure environments. If working in the Pentagon or a very secure laboratory, it would be very difficult, as you pointed out, to replicate that. One can get around most even biometric security devices. We've seen that happen, as you mentioned, on Jack Bauer's show. He gets around those things all the time.
Right.
And that technology is well known, but if one were to have something embedded, it would be much more difficult to break that.